This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Man, crazy. It's been such a full show that I think this is about the only open segment that we have in the entire show. So a few things to mention. One of them is, again, that Jake Lang is coming up next. You're going to want to stick around for that interview. It's not too often that I can say this ahead of time, that this is going to be a best of. This is going to be one that I will bring up for a long, long time. Because it's not too often that you interview a January 6th political prisoner from prison. He's calling us from prison to explain the story. And we're going to talk about why he hasn't had a trial. There is no actual answer to that question, of course. He hasn't had a trial. But I will hold off on getting too much into that because I want to talk about it with Jake Lang. That's next. In the couple minutes that we have here, looking at this week's polling, of course, this is something I love watching. Got a little bit of a twist for you this week. So I could just give you the results of the polls. Again, they're still good for Trump. I'm looking at, and I've said this for a while, that I'm looking at May, June, that they start to tighten a little bit, because that's typically what happens. But here's the thing. It usually happens in the other direction. So you usually start with a big Democrat lead, and then they tighten as it gets closer and closer to the election. And part of that is, I think, there's some psychology involved in here. People get more invested in the election the closer you get to it, so that's part of it, and the polling will reflect that. Then also, the pollers themselves want to come to the middle a little bit more because it protects their reputations. So they can say, oh, well, say enough things and you can say, oh, yeah, we showed that the polling at some point. So you can say you're right all the time. And then the third is that they, you know, if you have Dem pollsters, if you have partisan pollsters, and I would say that the mainstream ones are Dem leaning just because they're sponsored by mainstream news outlets more. If you're push polling at all, you're going to push toward things coming back to the middle to say, yes, Democrats have a lead, but everybody's still got to vote. It's a get out the vote thing if you're push polling at all. So the weird thing about this year is that Trump is up, and he is up almost across the board. Just if you wanted to know the last few ones of this week, they did Ohio, they did Georgia, and these are all reputable pollsters: CBS News, The Hill, Emerson, Yahoo News, Rasmussen. Rasmussen's one of the ones out of those that does lean right. Most of them would lean left. USA Today, if at all. I mean, I think they're all trying. Data for Progress is a Dem pollster. Survey USA, Fox News. Okay, so there's Quinnipiac, so on and so forth. You got Michigan, you got Pennsylvania, Arizona, Ohio. A whole lot of Ohio polling this week for some reason. Georgia, general election polling, Nevada, and then more generals The swing states are what matters. Trump is ahead in every single swing state. Across the board, without exception, there was only one tie, and it was in a Pennsylvania poll from Fox News. The rest of them were all Trump. So if this continues, it's going to be weird because typically you don't have Republican presidents in this position. Usually, if they're close, that's good for Republicans. You're not going to see Republicans this far ahead. So what's strange is that going into 2016, and I went back and I did my research, looked at 2020 polling, what you had was Wisconsin, Arizona, Georgia. Those states, the polling was good for Biden, and it turned out to be a lot closer than they thought, which means there was this quote-unquote hidden Trump voter both in 2016 and in 2020 that they didn't account for. So one of two things could be happening right now. Either they are accounting for those people and they've learned their lesson because it's Donald Trump and they've learned and they're accounting for those people now, and that's why you're seeing the poll lead, or they haven't accounted for him or that person, that hidden Trump voter, still, which is very possible because that's why they're hidden. That's the point of it being a hidden Trump voter. They still haven't accounted for him. And if that's true and this polling holds, you're talking about landslide territory. It's crazy. I've not seen this stuff much, and that's why it's so fascinating to talk about and to watch, and I will, of course, continue to do so.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.